Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Fatia. I'm 11 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, and bookish things.
That's what we're going to do today. We're often joined by our friend Jada, that seems like she's not going to make it today, but we hope to catch up with her next week. And before we dive into sharing some poems, which is what we're going to do today, we might not talk about books. We might talk about poems, which are often found in books. But before we do that, we wanted to make sure our listeners out there know that we are swimming away in the Ripples Make Waves Pledge Drive for WGXC. It's an opportunity for the WGXC community to make waves. We believe that every contribution to WGXC makes a ripple, and together these ripples make waves that make a huge impact on our listeners and our community. And we want to make waves together with all of you out there. So we're encouraging all of our listeners to make a donation of any size to WGXC today or tomorrow or in the next few days during this pledge drive, so that we can help WGXC meet their fundraising goals and keep community radio, youth radio, bookish radio on the airwaves for many years to come. The goal of this particular pledge drive is to bring in 250 donations of any amount. So when I say any amount, really any amount helps us reach our goal, whether you're making a $5 donation, $50, $500, $5,000, so on. So we hope our listeners out there will call in during our show or go online to wgxc.org/donate to make a donation. If you want to call, the number is 518-622-2598, extension 2. Again, that's 518-622-2598, extension 2, or wgxc.org/donate. And all donations are tax deductible. It's really easy to make the donation online. I just did one myself today before our show on the website. But yeah, WGXC means a lot to us here at Bound by Books. Bound by Books has been on the airwaves since the beginning of WGXC. We're the same age as WGXC. And for me, as the adult co-host, it's been a real honor to be able to share the airwaves with so many amazing youth over the years and to hear so many different perspectives and learn about different authors and books and different topics that are explored in them, or to hear different poems, as Patia often shares poems with us. And it's just been a real honor to co-host this show. And it means a lot to me. I hope it means a lot to our listeners out there. I know it means a lot to Fatia. Fatia, what do you love most about WGXC and being able to be on the airwaves?
I love it here. It's mostly because we can share books with Emily, Jada, and everyone. It's really fun. And then we also have listeners who listen to us reading the books.
Yeah, it's good to have a place where you can share your thoughts. And I know as readers, we get excited about things when we come across books that we love or poems that we love. And it's nice to be able to share them with each other as co-hosts, but also to our listening audience. And it's very rare that young people have access to the airwaves. How often do you turn on the radio and hear young people that aren't on WGXC? And I think that's really special that WGXC has always, since the very beginning, had space on the airwaves for young voices, for young DJs. It's just really powerful, I think, and special. And I hope you all think that too, those listening out there. And yeah, while we're sharing some poems during our show today, we hope you'll take a break from listening or save the idea in your brain for after the show to make a donation to WGXC. Again, the phone number is 518-622-2598, extension 2, or you can go online at wgxc.org/donate to make your tax-deductible donation of any amount to help us reach our goal for this pledge drive. Help us make some waves. We're so grateful for our dedicated listeners and for all donors to WGXC. And so thank you for your support, and hope you enjoy our show today. So Fatia and I decided that we wanted to share some poems today because we love poems. And Fatia often shares poems on the show, and I occasionally do, but we just decided to go for it today. We're going to share a bunch of poems that hopefully those out there listening will enjoy as well. So why don't we start with one of yours, Fatia?
I have this poem. It is called Getting Warm. I am fire, I am ice. I am he who paid the price. Though that is the toll to live in paradise. All I did was let her cry on my shoulder. Our time together made me grow bolder. But when it ended, I did grow colder. But though I thought and talk, I do feel fine. All I know is these things take time. But at this point, I've never felt better.
What drew you to that poem?
Well, I was looking into this poem like a little earlier today. I like found this poem, and then I read a couple of these poems to see which one I would like the most to share. And then I find this one really interesting. It's like unique. It's like a really unique poem too.
Yeah, it's a little different than some of the ones you usually share. It's interesting. Well, I'll share one. So I'm sharing some poems from Poem in Your Pocket for Young Poets, which is a collection of poems that are pocket size. So they fit on a small piece of paper that you could fold up and put in your pocket. So I guess they're not pocket size. They're pocket size when you fold them, but or if you have very large pockets, I guess. But they're meant to be able to be folded, put in your pocket, so that on Poem in Your Pocket Day, which is a day in April, you can go around and share these little pocket poems with people. And so this is a collection. There's one that's geared more towards adults, and these are from the one that's geared towards youth. And I think they have a fun little selection of poems. So what I often like to do is just pull one at random and read that rather than try to find my favorites in the stack. But this one is called by Connie J. Green, and it's called Maybe Tomatoes. If the vines mature, if the caterpillars don't get them, if we water, sucker, feed, if we pick and preserve, maybe tomatoes, thin sliced on sandwiches, chunked into salads, peeled and whole, juiced and sauced, stewed, pickled, stuffed. I like the simplicity of that one. That's just maybe tomatoes. Like maybe our tomato harvest will be great and we'll be able to have tomatoes in all these different ways and in all these different things. If things agree with us, if we take good care of the plants, if the caterpillars don't get them. I don't see caterpillars getting my tomatoes as much, but there are some critters out there that do. But I'm hoping for a very good tomato year this year. Fingers crossed. I love tomatoes. Do you want to share another one, Fatia?
Yes. I also have this poem that I made from a poem generator earlier today. It's like about like summer and like how we get freedom from school in the summer. In the embrace of a season so fair, where the sun kisses earth with a gentle care, summer emerges a canvas of blue and green, where childhood dreams and laughter is seen. No more school's dreary rhyme, no books, no bells, no lessons to sustain. The chains of knowledge have loosened their hold, and the world becomes a story to be told. The whispering winds of freedom's sweet breath call forth the spirits of youthful zest to revel in the warmth, to live life untamed in the glorious sunshine that never seems tamed. Barefoot, we dance on the golden sand, where the ocean's waves kiss the land. Our hearts light as feathers in a summer's bright breeze, with the promise of adventures and memories to seize. as ice cream trucks sing their sweet melody, as children chase after in joyous unity, with cherished coins clenched in eager hands, seeking the cool kiss of a frozen brand. Through fields of emerald, under the dome, where dandelions nod and daisies roam, we lay our heads dreaming without fear. Summer whispers secrets that only the young can hear. Fireflies twinkle a ballad in night's gown, while campfires crackle and stories go round. The sweet scent of marshmallows in the air, as the stars above put on their nighty flare. Freedom is the essence of summer's reign, where the world's our playground and the sun is our reign. A time to explore, to live without a care, to cherish moments that we'll forever share. For in this season of warmth and light, we find our souls take their sweetest flight. The magic of summer, a treasure to behold, a tale of joy, but that will never grow old. So let us revel in the warmth of the day and chase the shadows in the sunset's play. For in the heart of every summer's cheer lies in the purest form of freedom here. And that's the end.
Yeah.
It's a really long poem.
That was a long one. But you said that was from a poem generator?
Yes.
And so do you remember what you put into the poem generator to get that poem? Like what prompts you gave it?
So I told them, basically this poem generator didn't really ask for a lot of things. It just basically asked what type I want. And there's options, a lot of different options, like ode, freedom, sonnets, ballad. And I pre-picked freedom. And there's also there's this box where you had to fill up a description of what your poem wanted to be. And so I said I wanted this poem to be about warm weathers, how summer is, how we can get freedom from school in the summer.
Freedom. Yeah. Interesting. How much time do you have left in school before summer break?
Friday's our last day.
Oh, yeah. So today, when we're broadcasting, is the last day of school. Woo. Happy summer.
I'm excited for summer.
Yeah. It still feels so far away, even though it's been ridiculously hot this week, but it still feels like summer's not, doesn't feel like it's summer yet, but I guess it will once everybody's out of school and our summer reading program kicks off. Oh, cool. So I don't have a thematic poem because I'm pulling poems at random, but the next one that I pulled out of my stack is called The Sloth. And it's by Theodore Rothke. I'm not sure if I'm saying his name right. In moving slow, he has no peer. You ask him something in his ear. He thinks about it for a year. And then before he says a word, there, upside down, unlike a bird, he will assume that you have heard. A most exasperating lug. But should you call his manner smug, he'll sigh and give his branch a hug. Then off again to sleep he goes, still swaying gently by his toes, and you just know he knows, he knows. That was a little silly poem, very rhymey. I do love a sloth, so it's probably the only sloth poem I've ever read. I should do some research and see if I can find any more about sloths. Do you have a favorite animal? I'm not saying the sloth is my favorite animal, but they are pretty cool.
I'm pretty sure a shark is my favorite animal.
Wow. Not a soft and cuddly and cute animal. You like a big shark.
I like cats too.
What do you like about sharks?
That they're fierce. They protect themselves.
Cool. They're very interesting creatures. I don't know if I have a favorite animal. I'd have to think about it some more. A cat is my favorite pet, although I think oftentimes dogs are nicer, but I'm definitely a cat person. But yeah, I don't know if I have a favorite wild animal. I like so many of them. I am fascinated by big cats, like all of the big giant cats. Although I'd be scared to see one in person in the wild. They got big claws and big teeth. but I also do have a fondness for slow moving animals like a sloth or a slow loris or a turtle. So that's part of why I liked that poem. All right. Do you have another one you want to share?
Yes, I have. This poem is very short. It's called The End of School. School times are almost over. School times are almost done. We've had a lot of learning. We've had a lot of fun. We'll say goodbye to teachers. We'll put our books away. Our school year is over now. It's summertime. Let's play.
You are really ready for summer. Do you think you'll be sharing summer poems throughout the summer? Or do you think the anticipation of summer is what gets you so excited for it? We'll have to see. Let's see. Okay. Here's the next one I found. Okay. So next poem at random is called The Trap by James Tate. Inside the old chair, I found another chair, though smaller. I liked sitting in it better. Inside that chair, I found another chair, though smaller. In many ways, I felt good sitting in it. Inside that chair, I found another chair. It was smaller and seemed to be made just for me. Inside that chair, still another. It was very small, so small I could hardly get out of it. Inside that chair, I found yet another, and in that, another, and another, until I was sitting in a chair so small it would be difficult to say I was sitting in a chair at all. I could not rise or fall, and no one could catch me. That's an odd poem, and I like it. I wonder how small the final chair was. Like, is it dollhouse size or smaller? Is it like Lego size? Ant size? Like a chair for an ant? And why is it called The Trap? Is the chair a trap? Who knows? Anyways, those are our poems for today. Hooray, we hope you enjoyed them. If you have any favorite poems yourself that you think we would like, you're welcome to share them with us. You can email me at info@hudsonarealibrary.org. Or if you're in the library, you can stop by and say hello and share your poem suggestions with us. But yeah. Before we go for the day, we want to remind our listeners that we're in the midst of the Ripples Make Waves pledge drive for WGXC, seeking to gain support from donors out there in our listening audience and beyond who can help with each donation to make a ripple that together will make waves and help keep WGXC strong and on the airwaves for years to come. For this pledge drive, we're seeking 250 donations of any amount. So any amount helps us reach our goal. And we hope you will join us in meeting that goal by pledging your support, calling in, or going online to make a tax-deductible donation of any amount to WGXC. You can call 518-622-2598, extension 2, to make your donation. Again, that's 518-622-2598, extension 2. Or you can go online to wgxc.org/donate and make your support online. And of course, all donations are tax deductible and much appreciated. We appreciate you for listening. We appreciate you for supporting WGXC and community radio, youth radio, our lovely little Bound by Books radio show. And happy summer to everyone. We're going to say goodbye now, but we hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time. And we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then,
happy reading.
it isn't fair. Where are all my friends? No one really cares. But when you darkened.